The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. And today on The Bigger Picture, we are focusing on the Fed's rate decision overnight. And that's where we saw a third rate cut in a row, its third time this year, and stocks moved to their highs of the day on comments coming through from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He said, "No, he is ruling out a return to hiking interest rates unless there is significant and persistent rise in inflation. So we are not expecting rates to be hiked anytime soon. Also, we are not expecting rates to be cut anytime soon in the near future, going by the hawkish signal coming through from the statement. So what will this mean for markets? Let's get some help from Sunny Hamid. He is the Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Morning, Sunny. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. I'm fine, thank you.
Hey, Sunny, so help us to walk through what's happening with the Federal Reserve rate cut. So we are seeing markets reacting quite positively to it. Third time in a row, why do you think markets are interpreting it in a good way?
Well, more or less, it was expected as you know, as we went into the decision, FOMC decision, market was expecting a cut. And market got what it wanted in a sense. Jerome Powell did say that we've come to a point of equilibrium, more or less. The way the market reacted, up 0.3, up 0.5% into record territory, shows that kind of positiveness. Albeit without any more rate cuts in the future, I think the market now is asking itself, okay, what's going to be the impetus for the Dow Jones and Wall Street to move further into record territory? So I think we've passed this phase of monetary policy, focus on monetary policy. Now the question is really what to focus on next.
Yeah, Sunny, you mentioned a very good point. We are looking at S&P 500 pushing new record highs. So without any catalysts coming through from expected cuts coming in the next few months or so, is there enough to push markets higher? We are looking at a Fed less, I guess, dovish with what Jerome Powell said. He is not looking to, I guess, cut rates anytime soon because he removed a line that he would act as appropriate to sustain economic expansion. What do you read into the language coming through from the statement?
The Fed has always been very worried about more of the external side rather than the U.S. economy itself. So I think what the Fed will be looking out for is actually foreign data rather than domestic data. If foreign data starts to come in positively, I think then it will be quite good for the Fed or even for the U.S. economy and even for the market. So I think the focus now is actually on what foreign data will show, especially as many central banks overseas or outside of the U.S. have already cut interest rates and loosened their monetary policy. That works with a lag. So basically, it should be any time early next year that we should be seeing positive data. If not, then things could be actually far worse than we expected.
Okay, and talking about foreign data, we were scheduled to have the APEC summit in Chile next month. That has been cancelled because of protests and demonstrations, making it quite unsafe. So with the cancellation, this was supposed to be a platform for President Donald Trump and President Xi Jinping to meet to sign phase one of their trade deal. What sort of risk does this pose to the outlook for global growth?
Well, I think the trade deal will still be signed, the so-called preliminary trade deal. I think both parties want to kickstart something. If anything at all, just anything minor is better than nothing. So even though the situation in Chile has prevented it from taking place there, I think it would take place somewhere else. So I think that could be actually an added boost to markets and even the global economy. But again, all depends on what's going to be put down on paper. As we all know, we've had several times whereby such agreements have been written down, but the details were quite either vague or basically very, very little that the market wanted.
We are chatting with Sunny Hamid. He's the Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Sunny, just taking things back home, yesterday we had the latest half-yearly macroeconomic review from the MAS. A couple of things we took out from it. We have a bit of a reading with how the employment picture is looking. Employers turning more cautious as when it comes to hiring. And there's a bit of a forecast coming through with the Singapore economy expected to face headwinds into next year. So a bit of expectations of lackluster activity for the next 18 months. If we take a look at these signals, what does this mean for the Singapore stock market in the year to come?
I think there's still going to be a lot of uncertainty. What I mentioned earlier with regards to early next year, I think that's a very critical period. Everybody's focused on probably the next 6 months. Why? Because most central banks have actually done what they need to do over the previous 6 months, or at least over the past 9 months, i.e. cut rates and do all these things. So the result should show somewhere between now and, let's say, middle of next year. And if it doesn't, then the ball goes back into the central bank's court. And the problem is that many central banks don't really have any more ammunition to further boost growth. So I think we're all waiting and see, do a wait-and-see attitude now to see whether growth or at least is supported over the next couple of months. So I think that's very key, both for not only Singapore, but for the rest of the world.
Okay, so a quick one. So just to wrap things up, what are you advising your clients right now to do in terms of allocation?
The market seems to be holding up. I mean, the Wall Street is at a record size, so we still have a small allocation to equity. But at the same time, we are being very cautious as we have, because the fact of the matter is we are into a 10-11 year expansion. Really, we're at the tail end of this cycle. The only thing we don't know is when this cycle will turn. So we would rather play it a bit more defensively rather than to be very aggressive at this point of the cycle.
All right. Thank you so much. We've been chatting with Sunny Hamid. He's the Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Sunny, always great chatting with you. I'm looking forward to catching up with you again soon.
Likewise. Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.